Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun. Listening to the ghost host Sophia Temporilli on liveparanormal.com.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host Sophia Temporilli on liveparanormal.com.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files. Congratulations to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, for celebrating 1 year in broadcasting on liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
The Ghost Host Show is Sophia Temporilli on liveparanormal.com. I'm John Temporilli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox Sighting Psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. And it's the world's most hands-down unique paranormal broadcast, I think, in the field. It has to be. 14-year-old Sophia Temporilli broadcasts each and every week here on liveparanormal.com and History FM. She portrayed Jackie, the Queen Mary Pool area talking ghost child, in Peter James' book. And at 12 years old, she started a broadcast here on liveparanormal.com. And it's just, if you build it, they will come. Thank you, guys. Thank you all for joining the show. And feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room if you haven't done so already. It looks like all the bugs are out. We got 3.0 in effect right now on LP, so jump in there. It only takes a second to sign in, give yourself an avatar. Feel free to call into the show, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606, and let me get that number posted. There it is in the chat room right now. And let's see here. Rob Sarek, the site founder of liveparanormal.com and History FM. I want to thank him for providing this format for Sophia each and every week here on liveparanormal.com and History FM. Great turning point in our lives having Sophia broadcast every week, and she loves it. She loves helping people within the field, and It's just been a great venue. She has her two-year anniversary show coming up. It'll be June 9th. It'll be the two-year anniversary, but I'll have the date on that, too, of what Saturday that falls on. We have paranormal field experts calling in, and it'll just be a celebration, basically, hands down. All our moderators, Rhonda, Mr. Savalon, Carla, Lexi Doyle, Claude, who's in the chat room right now, Abel, Kevin, Micah, guys, thank you so much for getting all the pre-show glitches out. Claude was just helping me in there figure out how to get my, I have to empty cache, apparently, because of 3.0 being in effect. Got to go in and do that, clear out the history and all the kind of stuff, and then re-enter into Live Paranormal. It should get all the bugs out, so anybody experiencing that, that's what you can do. And also, too, Mike Dumert of Orange County Soul Searchers, it's time to start up your mower. We learned last week that Mike, he starts up his lawnmower in the backyard and cranks up the stereo and listens to this here broadcast each and every week. So I'm picturing him, he's got the tablet in his hands and he's pushing on the bar of the mower and actively typing somehow into the chat room. So somehow he's able to do that. So Mike, start your mower. Today, Paranormal Field Expert Interview Highlight Show. We do this because, you know, it is Memorial Day weekend, and It's just one of those things that I do out of respect to all our guests and give them the time allowed it so that we have a lot of people traveling back and forth, catching the archive shows mostly and things too, but for full respect to the live guests and getting everybody in the chat room and all the support and everybody's out in the pool back and forth and that kind of thing. We do the best of shows, and they're great shows. Great guests Sophie has had over the last 2 years. The Ghost Host on Stefan, she'll be on Stefan Brigatti's My Darkest Hour right here on LiveParanormal.com this coming Tuesday. She'll be talking about her adventures within the field of the paranormal and also, too, her broadcast here on My Paranormal and how it all happened and came to fruition and came about. The Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli will be broadcasting live from GhostTown.tv event June 1st. That's Bill Murphy and Anita Murphy. There goes the ice cream truck. Hey! I'm waving at him right now. So you're hearing that in the background. But, yeah, that's so go to... let's see where I leave off here. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, she'll be broadcasting live from GhostTown.tv event. So that's right here in Los Angeles, June 1st. And, yeah, again, Bill Murphy and Anita Murphy of Factor Fake Paranormal Files is hosting the event. The Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli, two-year anniversary celebration spectacular. So her broadcaster, sorry, this is feeding back in my ear, too. The Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli, two-year anniversary celebration spectacular of this show, June 8th, paranormal research and St. Mary's Paracon events founder Doug Carnahan will be on the show June 15th. Dr. Phil and Ricky Lake Studio psychic Jennifer Schaefer and Empath Dawn Staggs will be on here live to account a home haunting clearing personally witnessed by my wife Shirley and I. That'll be June 22nd. Paranormal investigative researchers from Visual Paranormal Investigations, June 29th, the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli will be broadcasting live from Ex-Paranormal Pasadena Playhouse event, July 13th. UK's Most Haunted Featured Investigator, Steve Parsons, July 20th. Paranormal Excavator, John Sable, he'll be on August 3rd. Bob Davis and Brian Kloon, co-founding team investigators of Planet Paranormal, will be on the show live August 10th. Paranormal researcher and intuitive Fabian Pierre Turan will be on September 15th, Peter James' birthday tribute show, September 28th. And so a lot of people calling in for that, too, as well, and sharing their memories of Peter and people directly involved in his televised investigations. Co-founders and team investigators of Sci-Fi Channel's Deep South Paranormal will be to be determined, but Randy Hardy reached out to Sophia and wants to be on the show, bring the team members on. So that's going to be a fantastic show. So you don't want to miss any of these shows, but also to collective prayers for, we got a lot of them here too. Psychic Tiffany Johnson regarding her stroke recovery that's just over 4 months now. River Avenue Dawn, who's been faithfully always a part of the LiveParanormal.com chat room for this show and is undergoing treatments on Saturdays and catching the archive shows. Psychic Peter J. Seriano, going through cancer treatments, and Carmilla and her family in New York. Carmilla is going through dialysis, was in intensive care, and, you know, regulating her system. So that was just in the last 3 or 4 days. So just collective prayers, feelings of comfort and warmth for them, and also, too, for the Oklahoma tornado victims, just throughout the day and throughout the week, whenever you can think of it. The Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Like the page. That'll learn about the guests as we learn of them real time. Like LiveParanormal.com on Facebook group page. And always, to support the vendors here on LiveParanormal.com. Get your books, your mail meters, everything through the vendors. They keep the lights on. And check out the membership packages. They start as low as $2.99 a month, and Rob's great about rewarding his audience here. HauntedOrange.com, currently running through June 27th, a monthly lecture series on the mysterious and the arcane at the historic Roarers Building in Orange County. From folklore and theologies to the Victorian world of spiritualists, all attendees will walk that fine line between the natural and the occult. Featuring host, Piercing the Veil author Charles Spratley. View the entire series, lecture series lineup, themes, and details again at hauntedorange.com. And great ticket prices available right now, so don't wait. And again, here's the event. Bill and Anita Murphy, ghosttown.tv. That's ghosttown.tv. June 1st at the Historic Hollywood Heritage Museum. It's going to be 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Again, hosted by Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files. Levitation and Psychokinesis presentation by Walter Meyer Zu Erpin. Remote viewing expert Mike Rogalski. Ghostwriter homeowner John Huckert. Celebrity grave historian Mark Masek. The Gansfield Experiment presenter Nate Early. And the ghost host Sophia Temporelli will be broadcasting live from LiveParanormal.com. Best ticket prices are available right now. Ghosttown.tv. That's ghosttown.tv. I'll put all the links in the chat rooms, too, if you miss anything. Sally Richards, same day, June 1st. She'll be at the Barnes & Noble giving a youth presentation and book signing regarding her release, Ghost Hunting Southern California. That's June 1st again in Escondido. So anybody, San Diego area, Oceanside, just friend in all the details, too, as well, at Facebook, Sally Richards. Spirits. So more than one. So spirits-speak.com, spirits-speak.com. I'll get this in the chat room too as well. Mark and Debbie Constantino present ConCon 7 at the Shanghai Tunnels in Portland, Oregon. Special guest, Amy Goodwin, and she's, you know, sister of Aaron Goodwin, an artist, and she'll be on hand as well conducting paranormal investigations. There'll be presentations, lectures, meet and greet beforehand as well, and also actor Chad Lindbergh. That's June 29th next month, and possibly 30th. They're working on adding another day as well, so it should be a great investigation of that location. Tonight on LiveParanormal.com, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, Paranormal Nonsense, My Paranormal Story, Boundaries of Reality, and Raven's Nest. And also, as always, Chip Coffee right here, LiveParanormal.com, and History FM each Monday night. So Chip Coffee of Paranormal State and Psychic Kids right here. And also, check out all the broadcasters here. We have Rob Zadnum, got great lineup, paranormal teams, investigators, authors, and parapsychologists, all right here on LiveParanormal.com, where the paranormal never stops. Yeah, you got to think about that one. Okay, paranormal team, psychics, paranormal capture enthusiast, this is you. ParanormalContest.com. Go to ParanormalContest.com. This can be anybody. Again, see homepage of LiveParanormal.com under the thumbnail contests. And so the format, photo, audio, or video, cash and merchandise prizes, LP banner support of the winner, $100 top prize. 100% unbiased judging. So get those captures submitted right away to liveparanormal@aol.com. So send them to liveparanormal@aol.com. And hurry up and do that because the contest ends June 1st before the judging and panel starts. Archive shows, if you miss anything, want to catch that or got bumped out of the chat room, the player, you know, anything along the way, archive shows are available at liveparanormal.com/ghosthost.html. And free MP3 iTunes downloads are available on the liveparanormal.com homepage under shows. Then click the thumbnail petting archives, and then you get a free download of the show, and you can toggle forward and catch anything you might have missed or a website or anything along the way. And two, as always, Peter James will be taking your call.
John, talk to me, John.
Peter, thank you so much each and every way. We wouldn't be a part of this field if it wasn't for you, and certainly thank you so much for everything, the work, dedication, your life and career to the field of the paranormal and your dedication, and also, too, for answering the phones here each and every week and getting everybody right in through the show. Thank you so much, Peter.
I'm here to help you.
Thank Thank you, Peter. And let's see. Let's bring on our host here. Let's see. Oh, wrong page. Let's see. Here we go. God, what is coming? Oh, it's
come through. Speak to me.
Sophia, hello. Hello. Sophia.
Hi.
Congratulations, hi. Upcoming on your 2-year anniversary of having this show.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, Sophia, how did you enjoy meeting up with Clairvoyant Susan Lowe, Mike, and Eric of OC Soul Searchers at Mike's house last weekend? How was that?
It was so much fun. I had a lot of fun. Enrico just kind of throw marshmallows at me and tacos. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, you guys were pelting each other with those big old marshmallows. And, yeah, Eric's a good throw.
With marshmallows?
Yeah, he was running along. It was like that scene in Elf, I was saying, like right at the end when, you know, Elf gets that big old snowball and he throws it and it just nails that kid like way off in the distance. Like, he was good like that.
No.
And how were those s'mores?
They were good.
Yeah, you guys are making moon s'mores. Those look good. And, but I was stuffed. I mean, we ate so much that night.
Just making it regular.
Hmm?
I said Eric was. I was just making regular.
Oh, you just said, yeah. Oh, they were getting fancy, too. And so you looking forward to Stefan's show next Tuesday, the 28th?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And that is this Tuesday.
Well, technically, it's next to. Well, how does that work? Is it part of next week?
It's Tuesday.
It would be technically part of next week.
Next Tuesday, the upcoming Tuesday now, is this Tuesday because the last Tuesday already passed, so it's this Tuesday. But if you said next Tuesday, it would be the week after.
Oh, so if I had a time machine to next Thursday and I was going to try to make your show that was a couple days earlier, I would be going to last Tuesday's show? Or it'd be this Tuesday's show if it's next Thursday.
Oh,
I don't know. We'll have to catch Barry Taft's show about that one here on liveparanormal.com to figure that one out. But you're gonna nonetheless. It'll be the closest Tuesday we can find in the future is the 28th, and you will be on that broadcast. Is what we're trying to say, right?
Yeah.
So we can agree on that. But yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And also, to our family, Mom and Dad, you'll be on before us on Oregon Radio. You'll be on Sacred Voices Oregon Radio, and that's coming up, too, as well, with a sister host here on LiveParanormal.com, Leetriana Brown. And, it's going to be a fun show. So it'll be Mom and Dad talking about your role in the field of the paranormal and our concerns and things and precautions that we take and things. And then, of course, your point of view. So that's going to be fun. That's going to be June 6th at 7 p.m.
Wait, you said Mom's going to be on it?
Yeah, Mom's going to be on it, too. Yeah, they want us parents on there. Have you on beforehand. So that's going to be June 6th, 7 p.m. on Sacred Voices Oregon Radio.
What day again?
It's June 6th at 7 p.m., Sacred Voices Oregon Radio. You writing that down? I already have it on the calendar. I can remind us. But, yeah, it'll be fun, you know. Have a whole family on there talking about your role in the field. And that was pretty cool that Randy Hardy, you're feeding back a lot. I'm getting a lot of layering of voices here. You got to turn something down, like the TV, or get off a speakerphone right away. Or there's a speakerphone real close to you.
I just, Mom said something, so I covered the speaker, so I think you are hearing.
Oh, so I'm hearing, I don't know. You're a serious broadcaster, this one here. Yeah. Okay, but yeah, it's cool that Randy Hardy of Deep South Paranormal from the Sci-Fi Channel show, he contacted you, loves the show, and he wants to come on and bring team investigators on, and that's going to be a fun show. So, you know, that's when you know you've made it, Sophia. You got people contacting you to be on your show, and that happens quite a bit. People just kind of book themselves, you know, but that's what it's about, you know, having teams on and all across the nation, all across the world, and just really showcasing them, seeing if they're a good fit for homeowners and investigative locations, and if, you know, they really know what they're doing a process wise, or if they're a good fit for people, or if there's certain things they don't do, and, you know, it all comes out, and then people can decide for themselves. You know, we really need that, because we got so much of the Facebook blasting of teams against each other and teams members leaving and all that kind of stuff, that they do that so much, people can't get the help they need or know where to look. And as direct as possible as we can get people to who they need, that's truly important. And that's been a big focus of this program. And congratulations on that, Sophia. And thank you for helping people.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Okay, let me see here. Let me get the, one more time, and get the phone number in the chat room. Let's see here. Put that in there. I know I'm in there. I don't have an avatar. I got to, again, clear all the cache is what Claude's letting me know. So I got to get in there and do that. But, you know, great broadcast. We can't wait for the upcoming celebration spectacular for your two-year anniversary. We got a lot of people calling in, a lot of field experts in the, and they're calling in, they're wishing you accolades. I couldn't be a prouder parent, you know, mom and dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay, Sophia. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start playing some highlights of what you have done here on this broadcast, the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Again, feel free to call into the show, 619-639-4606, 619-639-4606, or jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. Here, some new, fresher archive stuff that, you know, I've been loading files and doing a lot of things and playing catch-up here along the way. This is Glozell, queen of YouTube, with over 1 million subscribers on YouTube, internet sensation, had some recent controversy with the cinnamon challenge. A lot of kids were trying that and finding out all the dangers and going, oh, well, let me try that, you know. So, so she took a little heat for that, but, you know, all in all, she's, you know, consummate performer on YouTube and internet sensation, but had a two-part paranormal she had a paranormal ghost hunting video series there, you know, two-part, and she was with actress Ariana Grande and Colleen Ballinger, and so she discusses that. She came on the show, and it's like, Sophia's like, I really want Glozell on the show. I'm thinking, I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know where to start, and so I contacted her manager, and he got right back to me, let's do this. And that's, you know, her fiance, SK. And he booked it immediately, and I didn't know it was going to be that easy. And that was so cool that they did that and that Glozell came on the show. And so here's the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, talking to Glozell, asking her some questions she hadn't even been asked and things. And that tends to happen, too, from Sophia's perspective, and pretty unique. And here she talks about her family life and just a little bit behind the scenes of Glozell. And also, too, how do you get started as being a internet super sensation, paranormal investigators? And, you know, what do you do to have something go viral? What's the best technique and method? So this is a little bit of what she does and goes around and kind of discusses that in her role and what really launched her in that realm.
Hello. Oh, room, like, what are you doing? And in my video, I tried to get her out my video, and then I started just to play her in the video, but she never does what I asked her to do. She just does her own agenda, so what can you do?
So adorable.
Tell you about it, and it's amazing to listen to him, to know he's just
that much of a consummate professional within the field, his ease of storytelling, and his open-mindedness to the paranormal as a paranormal investigator, as well as a rich historian. Here's Richard Sennett complimenting the ghost host Sophia Temporelli when he was on the broadcast. And, yeah, here's Richard Sennett with the ghost host Sophia Temporelli.
I know we're going to be running out of time, but can we have you back on?
Oh, I always loved your show. You do such a great service for parapsychology and ghost hunting. I just wanted to also thank you for what you do to help unify people as a forum for all different kinds of ideas out there. You do such great work. I was glad to do your show. Feel free that any time that somebody doesn't come on or something, feel free to give me a call. You'd be out there and do whatever you want and be part of any of your outreaches or events, especially if it's for a good cause. You do good work, and I'll gladly support you any way I can.
Thank you.
Well, it should be that. It's not about the fame or the TV shows or getting a buck on squishy. It's really about helping people
in the living and the dead. Yeah, well, thank you for coming on my show.
Okay, thank you so much, Richard. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. Again, historian Richard Sennett, author, lecturer, a paranormal researcher, and just a legend within the field. And to have that all extended, I mean, again, it gives me chills to even hear that back. It's just a proud parent, you know, and for Richard to just extend that to Sophia and any of her endeavors upcoming, it's just, you know, that's truly just an ace in the deck of what you have in life. And Shirley and I, my wife and I, we were talking the other day about what this broadcast has done. I don't make light of that, too, when I say that, you know, for Rob Sirk, the site founder of LifeParanormal.com, to provide this venue each and every week for Sophia. Just tried it out as an experiment and just took off. I mean, she's great at it. She's right there with you with the vocabulary and all the devices and equipment and just thoughts and theories within the field, and had her own personal experiences of our former residence home haunting and just the investigations we've been on and been lucky enough to be a part of, and had those protective bubbles of psychics that have been with us. And on, it's just been incredible. Live events that she broadcasts from. So Shirley and I were talking. I went to school for broadcasting at the University of Auvergne, and to know the importance of the amount of time logged, whether this is something she continues with, you know, as in life, or it definitely is a credit to she. We factored it up. Initially, we started out at 2 hours a week, and, you know, Shirley having the knee surgeries and the fractured ankle and a lot of different things, we had to kind of adjust, you know, backing the show down to an hour, still over, you know, around 200 hours of broadcasting that Sophia's done. Never missed a Saturday with the broadcast. It's been best ofs. I've filled in, but she's always been there, jumped in, or even remotely if she's away at her aunt's or at different functions. It's been hard as a parent to get her just to find things she likes to do, and to see her like to do this and really be this dedicated to something has just really been a eye-opener for my wife, Shirley, and I. So we couldn't be more grateful for this format. Here, especially showcasing the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, we did a little take on the Actors Studio with James Lipton. We did Inside the Ghost Host Studio with Sophia Temporelli. And anyway, here we have Eric Johnson calls into the show, and, you know, it was open forum, a format, kind of putting her on the spot, so to say, here in the field of the paranormal on LiveParanormal.com. So this is Inside the Ghost Host Studio with the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, celebrating nearly 2 years of broadcasting now.
Sophia, does the Queen Mary call to you like it calls to a lot of other investigators?
No, it doesn't have a cell phone. I believe it got it taken away by his mom last month. I have been investigating here since I was 7. So I've seen pretty much all of it, and I think it'd be fun to try something new once in a while. Because although it's a great place, you know, I have been doing that most of my life, so it's still a new fresh fun too.
So what is the one place that you would love to investigate?
There we go. Doll Island from Destination Cruise.
Oh, the Doll Island in Mexico.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Teresa, was born there. He, his Spaniard blood, me and born in, Mexico and Spain at the same time.
Yeah, we picture you living on Doll Island. Maybe that's why you don't have a house yet. That's what's drawing you there. You're going to be living on that with all those creepy dolls, you know? Now that place, I don't know if there's stuff on YouTube, probably you can find it, but anybody that doesn't know about that, that was an interesting choice too, by the way, Sophie. Even at your age, I wouldn't want to see Doll Island, but yeah, a lot of creepy dolls around. And
creepy if I started sleeping in a room with dolls, I will not sleep in the room because dolls, you stick up those weird eyes, scare you. But that'd be fun to investigate.
That was great when Josh Gates is sitting there, they're like night vision. And, I see he was there with that writer, and they're looking at this one creepy doll with the two eyes closed. And Josh Gates goes, if one of those eyes open, and sure enough, the eye just pops open, and he's screaming.
Yeah, I think that place would have a lot of negative energy to it. It just kind of had that feel to it. I'm pretty surprised if we had picked that place.
Yeah, who knows what went on there? Who put those around? To why that location for somebody to do that and have so many others come out there?
They explained it on the show.
Why did they leave those?
I know why, but I can't remember the full story. I believe a dad was farming there and he brought his daughter there or something. And she's playing by the water and drowned. So the people were leaving there for her.
Yeah.
And they're Yeah.
Okay.
I have one more question for you, and then I'll leave it to other people.
No, you gotta ask the ball iron, so. Yeah, Dad, you can bump out.
Can we let John ask you some more questions here after this?
What's your question, Eric?
Who is your very favorite paranormal researcher?
Well, of course it's you.
Who's on the show? It's Eric Johnson, Warren County Soul Searcher.
It's hard to pick because I have so many great friends in the field, Scott Grimwald, Mark and Debbie Constantino, Sally Richards, El Mico.
You're looking down the chat room all the
it's really hard to pick. But I would say my favorite out of all of those would be my mom.
Oh, that's a good answer. Good answer.
Of course it's my mom.
So you say her pageants or something with these answers. So Richard Sang had on last week, too.
Actually, I came up with another favorite paranormal researcher, Lucas.
Oh, the dog, yes.
Possibly the best of them all.
And actually, Lucy was the one. She used to see our guy at the other residence. She used to bark into those areas where he frequented.
Yeah, but Lucy used to he's awesome.
Right.
So those are my two favorites.
Yeah, again, that's inside the Ghost Host studio with the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. Rob's in the chat room. It's like founder, and his ears must have been burning because we just got done thanking Robbie for the audio clip there. Again, it's the Paranormal Field Expert Interview Highlight Show here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. And let's see here. This one. This is a prediction. This is... let me see the date on this. This goes back to February 25th of 2012, and this is clairvoyant Susan Lowe, and just somebody. Sometimes they speak to you on Facebook when people friend you and different things, or you get like my page and these kind of things, and you don't really know who people are. Somebody just kind of stuck out here, and it was in clairvoyant Susan Lowe. She's been in the field a vast amount of time, and just she's worked with heads of state and just really been a part of the field and respected enough within the field that just has really truly been inspiration to many with her predictions. And this, you know, just kind of impromptu, I guess, you know, we kind of have it set up that way with Sophia, but, you know, she, that's always a loaded question when you have a psychic, clairvoyant, medium. Sophia's going to throw that in there. What do you see for me in my future? Of course, you know, so, you know, she's kind of loaded questions there. But, yeah, here, Sophia Temporelli, she's talking with Susan Lowe. And, yeah, again, from February 25th of 2012.
Yeah, I just transferred schools this year.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's the nervousness that I was picking up then, huh?
I'm not really nervous about this because I have, like, a lot of friends here, and I made friends the very first day there. So I'm pretty used to it right now.
But I'm seeing in particular a teacher who has black hair, who is going to take a particular interest in you, and I actually see you getting involved in communication with school. So be aware of that, that opportunity is on the arise at school for you. So it's right up your alley.
Okay. And do you see anything about careers maybe in my future?
First, I have to tell you, do you have a dog?
Yeah, we have four.
Did you have a dog that just passed?
Yeah, about 3 years ago, maybe? Maybe 1 year ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 1 year or less.
So was this kind of a brownish or a honey-colored dog?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because I have that dog here. So this dog wants you not to forget him. Her? Are we talking her?
No, it's a boy.
It's a male. But he was a glutton for attention, correct?
Yes, he did.
Well, anyway, he wants to make his presence known to you, Sophia, that he's still around. So that's what I pick up right away, anyway.
Well,
he was real protective of Sophia. Even when she was born, he just stayed right by her bassinet and just really guarded it. And, yeah, he was like a little family protector, just always, you know, snuggled up with all of us, you know, or, yeah, just real close. But, yeah, wow.
All right. Right. So, and that's what he's showing me. He's like laying up against my leg, and you know his tail is wagging, and it speaks to me about a protector. It speaks to me about an affectionate dog. It speaks to me about a bonded dog. It speaks to me about a familiar. And so, just know that he's still there with you. So, if you have four presently, you really have five. Actually, your other dogs play with them. So if your other dogs really get riled up and start ripping and roaring and running around, it's actually this dog that's getting them worked up. So
we have another type of German Shorter that we recently got. He's high energy, and he really comes alive sometimes like that. And also, after that dog passed away last year, he had a favorite toy out the backyard. And we noticed during the night when we put all the dogs in the laundry room, this toy would be at different parts of the yard when I, you know, that's what he didn't realize he had bone cancer at the end, but he still had the high energy, didn't realize it, so he still chased this, even right up to when we had to get him put to sleep, and he lost tons of weight, and this toy would move around the yard. I don't know if a possum can do that or what, but these other dogs never played with it at all, just that guy, so it was kind of odd, but...
No, it's your dog, and I do want to let you know that he's healthy, and his coat is very shiny, and he's happy. I mean, just a really sweet, friendly dog. He looks like he's smiling to me. So is that the look he had when he was happy? Like, you know, some animals look like they're smiling. Looks like he's smiling to me. So
Yeah.
So anyway, you know that he's home, so.
Yeah, he rides his little stub of a tail because in it, he rides his tail a lot and it went wrong. But when I was a baby, my parents were afraid it would just hit me in the face like a whip, so they had to get it cut down a little smaller.
Yeah,
again, clairvoyant Susan Lowe. But yeah, that's one little part of that I forgot about that broadcast. Again, that was February 12th of 2012, and that dog had passed away the June prior the prior year, and it did. That toy would just move around in the yard. I wish I would have set up a camera at night or something, at the yard and seen what would have kind of materialized. But the other dogs, he could care less about that toy, and that dog would not leave that toy alone. So and it was only at night. You know, you could be around during the day. You wouldn't see any difference in movement or anything like that. And then you'd come over, you know, the next day, you'd come out in the yard, and it'd be in a totally different part of the yard, mainly where you would throw the toy typically too. So, yeah, just interesting in that respect. And, you know, eventless nights of, you know, no wind or anything anomalous or anything of that type. So just something interesting that I made note of and that Susan sort of verified there for us and described that dog to a T. We didn't have a whole lot of pictures of him, too, really, with Facebook and just kind of getting into that at that point. So, you know, that's just one of those verification pieces or little nuggets that kind of stay with you going, wow, you know, when you find the genuine ones within the field and they really stand out. Well, continuing on, this is clairvoyant Susan Lowe giving some predictions. We'll see what we have here as far as where she is today with lightparanormal.com and History FM and this broadcast. So, yeah, again, this is Susan Lowe, February 25th of 2012.
As far as the acting goes or modeling, what I see you is in front of a camera. But I also see a microphone in your hand. So this, as a clairvoyant, of course, everything for me as a true clairvoyant is pictures, and they're all symbolic. So when I see that, it would either mean that you are a singer or that you are in news of some kind or communications of some kind. But I definitely see you continuing in communication, in interviewing. I could actually see you on like a channel of E or something like that, where it doesn't necessarily have to be on the subject that we're on now, but that definitely you would get involved with actors and models and singers and interviewing them. But I definitely see you on that end of being on camera, but having the power of controlling the conversation.
And with that in mind, Sophia's been doing, you know, she did the red carpet of Denise Gossett's Shriek Fest at Raleigh Studios, you know, Haunted Heritage 2013, maybe 3 months back with Scott Grunewald, Todd Wolf. That video is now available on YouTube. Finally got it to load, to post. It took me forever. And then, you know, got denied, and finally got it to load and post. And you know, we just did, you know, great personal expense, got the software and everything just to get it to work. And then it had an actual YouTube button that should have done it, and it wasn't doing it. It was, you know, just frustrating. But finally got it to load, got it, you know. So it's up there. And I want to thank Claude, too, in the chat room for letting me know that I need to empty the cache out of the history part. I thought it was something having to do with Light Paranormal. But if you haven't done that, that's what we need to do, just kind of get things back on track, because we got the new updated 3.0 here at lightparanormal.com and History FM. And let's see here. Somebody, I'm going to be working on that, fixing that. And I'll call Rob later. I see Rob in the chat room, too. Let's see here. This is, again, Glozell Green, the queen of YouTube with over 1 million subscribers. And she talks about her two-part series, a ghost hunt that she did with Ariana Grande and Colleen Ballinger. And but this... this is just a little bit more about technology. You know, I know people want to know how to do that. If you're a paranormal investigative team, how do I go viral? Or if you have a book out, anything of that type. So we kind of picked her brain here a little bit on the latest technologies or kind of her history of what set her in motion and forward as a YouTube sensation. So, yeah, again, here's Glozell Green. Let's see if I get this to load. Let's see. Yeah, Glozell Green with the ghost host Sophia Temporelli here on LiveParanormal.com.
Oh, my gosh. You make me laugh, like, every time. Just even thinking about your videos makes me laugh.
Well, thank you. I hope you can watch, and I'm glad to be a part of your show.
Well, thank you. So, what do you feel is the next upcoming website or technology that will benefit the viral video world?
cool when a new iPhone comes out or the iPad came out, because then people can watch more videos in different ways. So I hope, I know one was sadder than me, where I'm looking forward to whatever the new technology is, because I'm really excited. So maybe I can come up with something. I don't know. But I like to see YouTube videos in the restaurants playing, because they have television sets that show commercials or everything. So I'm thinking that we're going to branch off into new venues.
So, what makes actress Ariana Grande and Colleen Ballinger and you get involved into a paranormal investigation?
Both of them are crazy. Okay, I'm like, what are you girls doing? And they're my friends, so I got to protect them because I don't know what they're getting into, and I'm scared. So I got my holy water, I got like a little hatchet. I don't know what we're going to go to, because we said that we were going to go to a graveyard, and then maybe we'll go to an abandoned building, and then we ended up going to someone's house, and then there's someone who had like this thing where you could talk. Oh my goodness, when I heard that voice, it was over. I was like,
Bill Chappell's on the list twice. Yeah, it starts throwing words out there like stairs and upstairs and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, it was like the weirdest. I think because we were fun and lighthearted, man, that's what we attracted. You know, like, hey, horny, upstairs. Ha ha. You know, we are like the strangest. It was like the weirdest thing. So I think that's what we attracted. Like, crazy, fun, ghost, or clown ghost, or I don't know.
Again, Glozell Green, queen of YouTube with over 1 million subscribers with the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli. This is a little bit more of Inside the Ghost Host Studio, again, a take on the Actor Studio with James Lupton. And here, just kind of picking the mind and seeing what makes her tick. The Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, here on LiveParanormal.com. We're going to take a break, and I know it's getting to be the late edition of the show, but continuing forward, the Ghost Host, Inside the Ghost Host Studio.
Today is Inside the Ghost Host Studio with Sophia Temporelli. And, Sophia?
Hey, senor. It's good to be here.
What is your favorite word?
My favorite what?
Your favorite word.
A word?
What kind of word? I'm saying a bunch of them right now. What's your favorite word?
Word.
Yeah, word can't be your favorite word. Pick another word other than word.
Lucas.
That's a name.
It's a word, too. Lucas.
You want to be an actress, and if James Lipton has you on Inside the Actor Studio, this is what you're going to do? He's going to be pulling his hair out.
Well,
with that goatee.
What's my favorite word? That is not even a question.
What is your...
What's up with these questions?
Sophia... What is your favorite color? What is your favorite color, and why?
I don't really have a favorite color right now, and because I don't really have
a favorite color. Pick a color. Because black is not a color.
I don't like
all the colors.
Well,
there's a lightning around to go for.
I was like, okay, what might be your fine orange? There you go. Can't pass, but...
Orange? And why?
I don't understand it unless you read the Percy Jackson series.
Oh, okay. The Percy Jackson. They explain all that?
No. I like orange, and Camp Half-Blood is the camp in the Percy Jackson series.
Right. Sophia...
Yes.
What makes you tick?
A talk. What? Attack. What makes me tick? A talk.
What motivates you? Gives you direction, purpose, all those things.
Video games.
Video games?
I feel like I'm at a therapist for some reason.
If you were an animal,
What would it be and why?
I don't know. It'd be easy if you ask me, like the question is, like, going, like, choking me. Like, animals are, like, hard.
I need a sponge, because you sit around on a couch all day.
I'll pick a monkey, because I could be either a sea monkey or a monkey.
Oh. Oh, so you could be both a sea monkey and a regular monkey. I always wanted to be a monkey when I was little. That was my favorite.
No, it just means I can swing from trees or down the ocean.
Right. Hey, Eric did steal one of my questions. Which place in the world would you like to... Look, of all those guinea pieces...
I have to, like, questions for, like, one of my books, like, the Christmas action series, like, if you right now, I'm like, well, this is, like, Chaucer Terrace or something. What one would you choose?
Of all the pieces and methodologies and things within the field of the paranormal, what key piece of monitoring equipment, what one piece would you, say if you're investigating Doll Island like you're talking about, what of all the things would you take with you to investigate if you had to choose one? Huh?
Don Stack.
Interesting. So an actual individual, you know what? Because he's got all the senses. He's a, well, he's not a thermal cam, but, you know, because I was thinking something
he's
like that. You picked an actual empath and a psychic. That's very impressive. That was a great answer. So instead of, like, a piece of monitoring equipment, you'd have an actual person there that with a gift and an ability.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I didn't expect that answer. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Expect the unexpected. Or if I was an animal, I'd be either an animal because they're not racist.
Oh, yeah, that was that old Disney joke or what.
Disney joke? That's not a Disney joke.
He told to me the other day. I think he had Disney Channel on or something.
No.
Right. Have we ever been on an investigation where you sensed or felt anything before it happened or before a response?
No.
Can you expand on that?
No, I've never felt anything. I'm not psychic. I will never claim to be psychic. And so I do not have the ability to do that.
What do you think of the technique used today of provoking or ghost baiting, which is utilizing someone or a team or family member of a reportedly haunted location to elicit paranormal activity or generate a response?
I don't have that.
Well, for also maybe people that don't know. What do you think of that?
I think I do want to be left alone eating chicken wings. I don't want to be yelled at because I have my mouth full that it can't talk because I'm eating chicken wings.
Interesting. Chicken wings. What does the term afterlife mean to you, and where do you believe that place to exist?
Afterlife is like when you're dead and stuff. And I heard it was that they say purgatory is where you want to be like judged and stuff by God. And well, like if ghosts like fade away after a while, maybe they've already been judged and stuff. So like purgatory could be like afterlife, like here on Earth and stuff. So like, yeah.
Interesting. And if not fascinating.
So the ghost could be like here, like the ghost world could be like purgatory because the ghosts are here waiting to be judged, so yeah.
Well, there's that state of confusion that they're in, that they need to, you know, find sense or sensibility to
go.
Yeah, again, inside the Ghost Host studio with the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. Boy, I bet you learned a lot. It's kind of fun we have around here. This is the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. We have more predictions. And we have a caller, George, who calls into the show and gets a reading from Psychic Susan Lowe. We'll be playing that. And again, a late edition of the show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the Most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
For joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.FM. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite books. And I want to say congratulations to the Ghost Host with the Most, Sophia, for 1 year of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com. That is awesome. Keep up the great and spooky work.
LiveParanormal.com.
This is Team Investigators.
Ever.
Frank.
Steve.
Candy. Jessica.
From California Ghost Chasers. And you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
Yes, they are all correct. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Nearly celebrating 2 years in broadcasting here in first week of June. The Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, will be on air live with Stefan Brigati of Pacific Coast Paranormal on his show, My Darkest Hour, which is right here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. It's coming up this Tuesday, May 28th at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard, right here on LiveParanormal.com. BeyondExpoLasVegas.com. Go to BeyondExpoLasVegas.com. Beyond Expo and the Beyond Film Festival, October 16th through the 19th at the Riviera Hotel and Casino Event Center. All proceeds will go to the Bobby and Deanne Bell Foundation. Susan Bell, great guest and co-founder, a great guest here on the show, and a co-founder of the event with Amy Goodwin, sister of Aaron Goodwin, and a paranormal investigator And Vernon Wells of Road Warrior, he was a guy with the mohawk and everything, gave Mel Gibson a hard time of Road Warrior fame. Vernon Wells will be on hand. Del Zamora of True Blood, Jeremy Dunn as Thor in Call of Duty, Guy Grundy from the movie Gladiator, and second-time Mr. Australia winner, Psychic Mike Loop, Kelly Coffey, and host Kelly in the Raw on YouTube, and many, many more will be added along the way. So go to BeyondExpoLasVegas.com for details. Tonight on LiveParanormal.com, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, Paranormal Nonsense, My Paranormal Story, Boundaries of Reality, and Raven's Nest. And as always, Chip Coffee right here from Paranormal State and Psychic Kids right here every Monday night on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. And check out all the broadcasters. The paranormal never ends. It never quits. It never ceases here on LiveParanormal.com. So just leave it running on your player. Archive shows, if you miss anything, archive shows at the Ghost Host. Go to liveparanormal.com/ghosthost.html. And as always, free MP3 iTunes downloads available on the liveparanormal.com homepage under shows, heading and thumbnail, then select archives. And yeah, again, it's the Ghost Host show that we are celebrating nearly 2 years in broadcasting with a broadcast here. And this is a paranormal field expert interview highlight show. And as promised, this is a clairvoyant Susan Lowe. Once again, just I'm finally getting it to do, you know, getting over there and transferring over audio bits. And again, respectively to all of our guests that we have on the show, and because it's a 3-day weekend, people traveling and knowing broadcasting, and you know, a lot of people are just, you know, out of town or catching things on the fly. So out of respect to our guests, you know, that's where we do the Best of Paranormal Field Expert interview highlight shows. And she's had some great guests, and they're always entertaining. Here's a caller, George, you know, just calls into the show. Again, Susan Lowe offering free readings. And here is George with Susan Lowe with the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli show here on LiveParanormal.com.
We have a caller in... Oh, thank you, Peter. Yeah, we have a caller, 440 area code. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, it's George.
George, hi. Are you calling in to speak with Psychic Susan Lowe here with us?
Yes, I was going to have my psychic reading.
Well, how are
this
you,
is
George?
Yes,
how are you, George?
I
pick up two things about you, George, and actually they both feel equally as important to you, and one's love and one's work. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Your love life, what I see with that is it's going to be a while. I see a little bit of playing around. Did you just get out of a relationship?
Well, sort of, I guess. I guess, yeah, I did.
It's complicated stuff.
Yeah, it's complicated. Yeah.
Yeah, I can feel it. So you're in the process of getting out of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a while. It's going to be a while to work through this. It's going to be a while. As far as work goes, I see a promotion, but I'm going to tell you it feels time. There's a timeline on it. It feels almost. Have you wanted to work for yourself, by the way?
Well, I'm an actress singer, so I guess that would be.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you do work for yourself. Well, no, you have to have gigs. Uh huh. Pretty much. If I'm picking your energy up correctly, you pretty much feel stagnant in all areas of your life, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the good news. It's as if you're able to, and I'll use the dog energy because that's the vision I'm getting, but it's like you've gotten soaking wet and weighted down with so much stuff, whether it be relationship or gigs, family. It's like you've become so weighted down, and I'm really seeing this shake happening to you. Now, this shake is not a shake-up or something to be afraid of or nervous about.
but it's a relief. And the vision I'm getting is of a dog who is sopping wet and then does the shake from one end to the other. And what that speaks to me about is relief. So I see relief coming to you. And as far as your musical career goes, have you also thought about teaching music in your interim while you're singing?
Actually, yes, I have.
Okay, because you've got real strong energy doing that. So keep pursuing that. It'll open up for you. And by the way, don't listen to people who say it's flooded or there's no opportunity, because you have an open door or an inroad that I'm seeing. The doors will open for you. So keep it up. You're very inspirational to people, to children, to adults. And I do see love for you. I do see love. And it's not going to be someone who will take your gentleness and kindness for granted.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, again, clairvoyant Susan Lowe on the Ghost Host Show with the caller George. And sounds like nailed it. I don't, you know, again, I'm a lay person. I merely co-authored a book with Peter James, who's a legend and as a psychic and paranormal, legendary paranormal researcher. And just, I couldn't imagine what that would be like, and to be able to give people that information as it just comes to you, or vibrationally you feel something, like an itch you have to scratch and just blurt out a response based on what you just feel compelled to say of without knowing any source or origin. I couldn't imagine that. So, I mean, it's just one of those things I just sit back and fascinated, awed by still to this day. It just doesn't end. Yeah, the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And two, to contact Susan Lowe, I posted the link in the chat room, but it's magical with a G. Magical, M-A-G-I-C-A-L dot magical dot healer at hotmail.com. So magical.healer at hotmail.com to directly reach Susan Lowe for readings. And let's see here. Yeah, again, posted it in the chat room. Let's continue with Glozell. She gets a little bit more in depth and a little bit more, the personal inflections start to come out, everything about what she experienced on that ghost hunt that she conducted with Ariana Grande and Colleen Ballinger. With the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli here on liveparanormal.com.
I've been on the scene, Mary.
Have you tried those chicken wings? They have really good chicken wings.
They're so funny.
How did everyone die? Who's been over
there? Yeah, your chef's still on there.
No, I went there for a belly dancer, and they, you know, they rented out, and I was like, ooh, I've been to Target. But that's about as far as I can, you know, go, because I'm like, I don't know anything. Is it now?
We're going to go there soon for a barbecue cook-off, which would be pretty cool.
All right. Well, you guys, y'all enjoy your ghostly barbecue. Okay.
So, do the investigative couple ever research the possible identity of the ghost that they claim to inhabit their home?
Oh, no. No, I haven't heard anything else about who they think it is. They couldn't figure out. They thought maybe it was a child. So,
right.
I don't know. You know, or a couple of things. Something about the military. I think there was definitely more than one entity, however you say it, going on there. So,
how much do you think that hatchet/axe in the Holy Water squirt gun would have helped if the ghost actually came? Like, I
don't know. I was prepared. That's all I know. That someone was going to get squirted on. That's all I could do.
Did you sense or feel anything when receiving the dowsing rod for twice?
Oh, did I feel anything? No, but we later on, when we looked at the still pictures, there was like a big, I think they call them orbs, like exactly where those things were pointing. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
exactly where they're
pointing. They're pretty cool.
So I would do it again with people that, you know, that were fun like that. And, you know, that was cool.
Yeah, the more people, the more protection, the better.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to go with strangers, but, yeah, they're cool.
So how did you meet Ariana Grande and Colleen Ballinger?
Well, everything is Ariana. I was watching her on television, and she was watching me on the internet, and she already knew Colleen,
and she had a birthday party.
Interesting.
I ended up going to our birthday party last year, and she just, we hit it off, and then I've been over to her house. We've been camping. We didn't do things. Everybody wants to laugh. So she worked so hard. Well, so I end up just being like the crazy friend. So that's fine. So I am.
She was really great on Victoria tonight, and she's going to have a new show with Sam from iCarly.
Yes, yes, it's called Sam and Cat, and I'm glad it's a new hit show coming on Nickelodeon, and I'm glad to have a little part on that. So, thanks to Ariella and Dan Wart, Joan, Rondé, Frankie Vaughn, all of them. They're really, really sweet. And Miss McCurdy, the nice young lady who plays Sam.
It's going to be a really great show, and I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. Maybe there'll be a ghost episode.
Investigating the paranormal during this year, the two-episode video, are there any precautions or hidden dangers that you were told by Beth Fielden, but researchers didn't have to prepare?
Well, we did, like, I guess, a chant or, like, a prayer to make, to ask whatever that might want to attach to us, not attach to us, you know, and only positive, happy entities, you know, come first kind of a thing. So I felt good about that. So I was like, okay, all right. You stay right where you are. That's all good. Oh, that worked out. Nothing happened strange afterwards, sort of thing.
Well, that's good, because I know some people do have, like, the ghosts follow them home and stuff, and that's not really fun.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming that, you know, just like certain races or things get a bad rep, I'm thinking ghosts get a bad rep, too. So I would think that there's a lot of friendly, happy ones. And, you know, hopefully one of those, if they have to follow you over, would be nice and fun kind of a thing. So I don't think they'll bother me.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are great, you know.
Yeah.
They're just
like us.
I mean,
they're
pretty good. Like, if you were a ghost, I mean, you'd probably be the best ghost. I mean, you'd sure you would do, like, ghost cinnamon challenges or something.
Exactly right. We'll have a good time, so.
So.
There you go.
What do you think is the most current technique of provoking, utilized by paranormal investigators, or it's also called ghost beating?
Well, it's not like the movie Ghostbusters where you, like, trap them in a thing. So I thought it was cool. I put the prongs, you know, that go back and forth, and so you know exactly where something is, where the energy is. So I like that. I don't really like the voice box thing. Of course, you know, the more technical words for it. But I really like when you can hear words, you're like, oh, my gosh. So, ooh, that was cool. And I had a scary part. I'm like, but it's nice to hear a voice. So,
like, I prefer, like, the Oculus or the ITC device better than the Ring Box, because it just channels through, like, different radio stations. It's really creepy because you just hear a bunch of, like, random noise, and then you'll hear a word and then random noise. But it's really creepy when you're in the dark.
Oh, no, I don't want to do it in the dark, definitely. Fully went out, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Every light on.
So, if you ever do another paranormal investigation, what equipment would you like to use?
Well, I like to use my holy water. I'm still going to bring that in my hat, just in case.
Yeah.
I have my backup.
Mm-hmm.
It went for me before, so. Yeah, nothing happened. See, it worked, nothing happened. So.
Yeah, it's true.
So there you go.
So,
watching.
What is your favorite paranormal shows, old or new today?
Oh, you know, I've watched them all. You know, like, but not the movies that are scary, but the television shows, they're all right. You know, and then there's ones where there's a show where they feel like ghosts are attached to objects. Have you seen that one? Where it's just,
Yeah, so I
watch those shows. So I'm like, oh, okay. I'm still scared to watch them with all lights on, but I am very intrigued. So I do watch those. That's one of the ones I like. Like, oh, yeah, he's attached to the boat, too. He's got a lot of stuff on the sea. Like, what?
Right.
My
favorite paranormal investigators, such as televised psychic authors, parapsychologists, or even investigative researchers?
I feel one of you. I didn't know they were so cute and little. And say, you know, usually they're guys, and you're like, okay, well, okay. But wow, I think that's great that you're so young and you're into this. So,
thank you.
There you go.
You remind me of
that's awesome.
Thank you.
What do you feel is the most haunted location in the world is, and why?
Some place is usually where, like, a lot of people passed away at one time. Like, so I'm trying to think. Some kind of war zone somewhere where maybe a lot of people have been captured and tortured or something like that. So, yeah, that's probably really haunted. But maybe if there was, like, a happy haunting place, I don't know.
I guess there could be. I mean, you don't know.
I'm saying that they're everywhere, so.
Right, and also, too, I mean, we had Bondachi and Fukushima, a lot of newer things that, like, maybe there's residual energy just be based on, you know, the natural disasters. But Graham Mary, the person I co-authored a book for, he felt there were over 600 active ghosts there, but they were all positive because it was a luxury liner and it was a place when it was used during wartime where servicemen were, you know, defending their country. So there's, like you said, some positive elements sometimes.
Right, that's why I like to think of it. Especially coming from a religious background, a lot of people are like, I'm so scared. Well, you know, maybe they have a bit of that because, you know, movies make things always so scary. But, you know, that was Casper. So I was thinking, there's a lot of people, there's some friendly ghosts. Yeah, I like to think that way.
There's just definitely like some Caspers, but I agree with you. I will not watch scary movies.
Immersed in the field as a lot of us are, and you know, she catches all the programming. She's right there with you in those accounts, and you know, truly had some great thoughts and theories on the field of the paranormal, afterlife, and so yeah, Glozell Green, and she did leave it open ended. We're planning something out. There's going to be a video for liveparanormal.com of the ghost host Sophia Temporelli interviewing Glozell for liveparanormal.com. We're going to get that worked out, iron that out this summer too as well with SK, and have that and expand a little bit more of some of the questions, the other questions Sophia's had too as well. So we're meeting up at a neutral location, filming that, and we'll get that to you now that I got this YouTube thing all figured out. And so that's ahead. Here we have Susan Lowe. Continuing on the afterlife, and this is someone that's a clairvoyant, a psychic, and you know, can really sensately tell you and feel where souls go across when she conducts clearings or when there is messages or anything of that type. Where is the afterlife according to Susan Lowe with the ghost host Sophia Temporelli here on myparanormal.com?
What are your personal thoughts and views on the term afterlife, what it really is?
Well, I believe in almost the sense of the parallel universe. I don't know
if that's what how I want to call it, but I certainly have read enough people from the other side that I know that when we pass over, there we go into doing things we love. The gal that I did the reading on psychic counsel, her son, he kept showing me a guitar and his fingers playing. And I found out on this side that he was very involved with friends who had a band. And, in fact, music was his love, and he continued it. So I find that I also had a reading where a woman's husband had a cancer, but it was a very slow cancer, and all of a sudden he died. But maybe 30 years earlier, he had worked with over in Asia with children. And he had a real heart for children. And he passed over just before the tsunami hit Japan. And when he came through, when his wife called me, he came through, and he actually was one of the helpers that brought children over to the other side, crossed them over to the other side. So it's, to me, what I see is that we continue growing and changing. I, you know, have heard that we age when we get older, and or when we pass over, we still continue to age. I don't normally, like with your dog that I saw a young dog. I didn't see a puppy, but I saw a young, healthy dog. People that I see when they cross over, it's usually like at their prime that I see them. So, and when, sometimes when they come over, if it's a loss of a child, they'll come over showing me as an infant or a little kid, but then they'll show me as a healthy person. So my feelings on the other side is I don't think we come back as earthworms.
Well put. We don't come back as earthworms. And I, you know what? I had to quit dieting too, because, you know, I did look good at one time. So it's good to know I'll come back as that same physical form. So I had to just quit while I'm ahead and just, you know, stay, you know, relax the rest of the way down the road. Nah, I gotta do something, get in shape, you know, that's it. Yeah. But still, you know, yeah, that's good to know. We all come back in our prime time, our heyday and everything. So, you know, good to know. And it's good to know too, I know Sophia, you know, that was Uncle Cece, that dog. You know, he pretty much, you know, raised her as an only child too, you know. So we had Uncle Cece, always guarding her bassinet and everything when she was an infant and all that, and taught her how to forage, all that kind of stuff. And now she's coming up on celebrating 2 years of broadcasting here on liveparanormal.com, the ghost of Sophia Temporelli. And finally we have... Well, Glozell, we've got some great insight of Glozell and her thoughts and theories on the afterlife. Now we'll hear about legends and personal beliefs. And finally, where she signs out and, you know, and says goodbye to the ghost host. But we are, you know, going to have her back on and also to film the video. But, yeah, again, Glozell Green, queen of YouTube, with the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
What are some of the legends that you believe in, like Bigfoot or, like, the Loch Ness Monster?
I do watch the Bigfoot show. However, they never show them. I still like have hope that they're going to find or Sasquatch, but they have a show and they haven't had a picture with all the satellites and all the things that we can do. Seems like they would get like a good shot of it. So it's kind of hard to believe in that one. But I do believe that people must have seen something to start them, you know, from leprechauns to the Loch Ness Monster. And something must have been there at one time, and maybe legend has kept them going. But I don't throw it all out.
I know my dad says he saw a Bigfoot on a camping trip.
That is cool.
Well, was it a story or something that was just ripping through the bushes and coming at a friend of mine and I? And it was just like, it was charging on 2 feet, not like a bear would come at you with,
right,
you know, on all fours. This was like, you know, running at us and just thrashing in the bushes and freaking. And we're in an area we shouldn't have been in. It's, you know, several miles in. So, yeah, it was just, we got out of there before the sun came up, and later on, go back and look at footprints or hairs or something. We just got out in the dark. And
well, that's why I don't go camping. You know? I don't have to worry about believing or not believing. Like, you live there, so I need to be at the house. There you go.
That's what backyards are for.
Yeah, exactly that.
I want to thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Yay. Hope to talk to you again soon. Take care.
Congratulations on all the success.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye, guys.
All right, take care, you guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Yep, that was Glozell. And here with the Ghost Host, Sophia Tempelli on LiveParanormal.com. Great show, everybody. Next week, again, go to ghosttown.tv. That's ghosttown.tv. Bill and Anita Murphy's event. And, yeah, the Ghost Host will be broadcasting live. And great interviews to come. So definitely check that out. Same time, same place, LiveParanormal.com, History FM, 12 p.m. Pacific, next Saturday. Again, the Ghost Host, Sophia Tempelli, broadcasting live. And let me see where she is. Is Sophia? Hello, Sophia.
Hello.
Well, great show. You've interviewed some great guests. This was just a mere, you know, taking a microscope and looking at a small portion of what you've amassed here. Coming up on 2 years, and that'll be 2 weeks from today, is your 2 year anniversary highlight show. And congratulations on that milestone. And again, thanks to Rob Sarek, the site founder, for providing this format for you. And Sophia, great show, and look forward to next week's live event.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see everybody next week, right?
No, they'll hear us, but we won't see them.
Oh, that's right. Well, here, very good, very good. See, this is why you do what you do, and you're good at that. So, everybody, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week again at the live event, ghosttown.tv. Don't miss it, ghosttown.tv. Be at the event or listen to the live broadcast right here on liveparanormal.com.
This is Mark and Debbie Constantino, EVP specialist at Being on the Ghost Adventures.
You are listening to the Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Tempelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
For joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.